You're listening to It's a Pearl, Man. It's a podcast about a guy with yarn issues living in Boston. I'm your host, Guido Tuskenstein. Today's April 11th. It's 11 p.m. And it's been a long day. Today's format's going to be a little different. If you're new to the show, welcome. You can find out links to anything I talk about on the show at my website. It's apurlman.com, I-T-S-A-P-U-R-L-M-A-N. And today's format, I think, is going to be a lot less me talking. And so I'm just going to break into some music, and then we'll get on with the show.
May I have a sip of your beer?
Of your beer,
your beer.
That song is called Goat Boy. It was by a band called Point 22, and they're on the Podcast Safe Music Network at the Pod Show website. Highly recommend going check out their website. They have a lot of good music. And this week on my Pointy Sticks, I've got two projects going this week. I've completed some more of the monkey, two legs down. I'm on my second arm, and I've decided to start over again on building the body, because the body I had done already and it's in pieces, and you might be able to see a picture of that, those pieces on my website. But the problem with those pieces is that I've got to sew them all together, and to be honest, I don't really want to. So I've decided I'm going to go back and check out the pattern again. It's out of that book by Tracy Chapman. There's a link in the first episode, and I'm going to go ahead and try to put it together as if I were knitting in the round, or because I am going to knit it in the round, and I think that's the best way to build the body. For myself, anyway. Let's see. The other project I'm working on are my red socks. I'm making these red socks for my pumpkin, who's had a very difficult week. She had a loss in her family. Luckily, her family has been there for her, and we spent the day today with them, and it's a little tough. It's very hard when you lose someone in your family, but they're really holding together and staying close, which is great. It's really a wonderful mechanism, and she thanks you for all your thoughts and everything else, all the posts on the website. And she suggested that I just go ahead and do the show this week as best I can because she feels for you guys as well. I will be away next week, so it's next week I'm not going to be doing another show. But for this week, I'm piecing together some different types of music. They're kind of random, and I apologize about that. I didn't have a whole lot of time to explore the Podcast Safe Music Network this week. But I'm sure you'll like what I put together. And I like what I put together. At least I like some of the songs. I don't know if they're going to relate as well to the actual segments and the stories, but this week I have goddamn project stories for to share with you. Knitters in Boston have been so nice to me and have put together these segments for me and let me record them. So you'll have to bear with me and hope that the audio quality is just as good as the show that I normally do. I'm getting better every week, and some of you guys appreciate it, and some of you guys have made suggestions. And one of those suggestions was to not talk over music as much because it's very hard to hear. And I agree. So for this week, anyhow, I won't talk over music. And then maybe next week I'll figure out how to turn down the music a little bit so I can talk over it. I usually like to talk over music. It makes it more alive, the whole show. But if you can't hear me, then that's no good. So I guess I'm going to have to find myself a recording specialist or, you know, a sound person to help me work on how to set these the dials and everything else, because this is all sort of done on a computer right now, my little laptop. So today is about goddamn stories, and I'll start it off by telling my own goddamn story, my own goddamn project, which was, or is, a hat. So at the beginning of the fall, I started getting into making hats for people, making hats for myself, and this hat that I started originally started off as some fiber that I purchased from one store. I think it was a Lion's brand, and I didn't really like the fiber so much, so I started the hat, and I got halfway through, and I decided, you know what, I'm not too happy with that. So I ripped it all out, and then I went to another store. I went over to Windsor Button in Boston, and I bought this Jaeger, J-A-E-G-E-R. I'm sure people know what the brand name is, but it's really nice fiber, and it was a great yarn to work with, except for some reason, I still wasn't too happy with it. So finally I ended up with going to Mind's Eye Yarn, my local yarn pusher, and Lucy pointed out this other yarn that was sort of, it was purple, and it had, you know, variegated color to it, so it just changed from light to dark to light to dark, and there was no specific pattern, and I thought it was beautiful. I was really happy about it. So I made this hat, and then I made the hat again, and then I had to, you know, I think I tore it back like four times again. So this is now three yarns later. Four times I tried knitting this hat, four different types of patterns, and hats are great because you can do them however you want to. And in the end, I decided to actually do a garter stitch on the rounds, so there was like this fake seam that went up the side, and it was great. It's a great hat, except again, you know, this hat just doesn't die, and it's awful because it was so huge, and whatever, I couldn't get the swatch, my swatch or gauge right, and the hat is just a bit big. And this hat is from my aunt, who's been waiting for it since Christmas, and I just finally sent it out like 2 weeks ago, and she likes it now. But of course, there's two problems. A, it's really huge, and she's probably going to have to felt it down. And B, I don't know if you've noticed, but the weather's getting warm, and there's not a need for a nice warm hat anymore. So, I goofed. And that's my goddamn story project, and I only have one so far. I've only been knitting for a little while, and most of my projects have actually turned out pretty good. So, I'm so happy to share with you some of these other stories from other knitters in the Boston area, and I hope you enjoy the music. I will talk about next week's show or the week after next week's show at the end. I'm still trying to collect some stories for the Young Guy Knitter show that I want to do. I've called up some of the local schools that actually do knitting as part of their curriculum, but they're not terribly excited to talk with me. Surprise, surprise. Some guy calls up and says he wants to talk to your kids about knitting, and you're not too happy about it, or you're not too thrilled. Yeah, it's not like I'm NPR or anything. So I hope you enjoy the show, and I will talk to you guys at the end of the show.
Early in the morning, take the sucker out. Swiss no doubt, have his breath smell the caca. Sing for myself and his death, knocking at my door. Oh, it's Mr. Wolf, I'm sorry, not today that. My tummy grows louder than any predator. I'm very raw, taking human out like Skeletor. Glow in the dark, skull underneath my hoodie. Undercover goody, dangerous with the voodoo boogie. No sperm, losing my star reality. Clairvoyant, metamorphing, bloody pussy eater. Body stick together, coil spinning in the tiver. What did you do, Jones's by Luford Saliva? Stop looking at me funny, look at yourself. You look stupid, cause you look like everyone else. I'm so, so fresh, like a long life soya milk. Up on my shelf, indestructible. Pop terrorist, super evil. I am your enemy. Super evil, I am your enemy. Super evil, I am your enemy. Super evil, I am your enemy.
Funky with the boom bang bring. DJ Fox, swift with the kiff.
I can dance, I'm like fun, 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 stroke, give up a rush. Nobody know where we're coming from. Mind's open like automatic doors. Fuck speaking to you, I made the jump and speak to you. Totally rad, fitting nails, cause I'm made from slugs and snails and puppy dog's tails. Super evil, I am your enemy. Super evil, I am your enemy. Rappers wanna battle like a poo in a bar. They'll fucking give you a lift home after the show. Land back on the track like a cat. Not stalking, skywalking, roof to roof jumper. Boot bumper, make it wanna pump off the bass. Whack MCs get punched in the face. Pardon me, son, but I'm as hard as they come. Made in Japan, plot the rock, a break on. Make everyone move their bum to the drum. Don't test, cause I'm known to get dumb.
Thus the bad begins, and worse remains for life.
Super evil, I am your enemy. 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 DJ Fox.
So, all right, let's hear about the sweater and
okay.
How it's fighting you, the war.
In January of 1995, I was 2 months short of turning 50, and I decided I would do a wonderful project and make an Irish knit cardigan to go with the buttons that I had bought in New Mexico. So I bought the yarn, and I started the Irish knit. I finished the back. I got halfway done with the sleeves. I had a massive coronary. And when I came home from the hospital, knowing that I was going to have heart surgery, I was so depressed that I put everything under the bed. It was a double bed, which was good, because there was a lot of stuff under it. In August of 2001, I decided to move. And I found this sweater under the bed. And I was like, okay, I remember this. And I put it in a box with a whole bunch of other stuff. And it came to my new house. About a year ago, I realized that I was going to turn 60. And I still had the goddamn sweater under the bed. Now it was in a box, though. It wasn't in a bag. And it became a war between me and the sweater. And the last year, I have found projects. I made my granddaughter a sweater. I made people washcloths. I made a shawl. I made 6 scarves. Anything to avoid the goddamn sweater. Now I'm finishing a sweater for my granddaughter, and I am not picking up needles until I finish this goddamn Irish knit cardigan. I don't know if I'll ever wear it. I don't care if I never wear it. I'm going to finish it. This year.
Excellent. And if you wouldn't mind, forgot to ask you this. Please give your name and where you're from, just so that we can...
Sure.
I'll put it at the very beginning instead. So just give
Barbara Seletsky, and I'm originally from Brookline. I grew up there, and I live in Roslindale now. And I'm 61 years old.
Thank you.
Which is a terrible surprise. What happened?
Thank you. My name is Lissa. I'm from Nova Scotia originally, but I've been in Boston for about 7.5 years now. I've been knitting for about 5 years, 4 years or 5 years. I taught myself to crochet a little bit before that, but was really pissed off that I couldn't find any patterns that I could use that were crochet. I only did like doilies and stuff. So I moved on to knitting pretty fast. And, you know, generally I'm pretty good with knitting. It's the way that it's something I'm good at. I'm really good at the handicrafts. I can make my hands do what I need them to. The yarn just happens. I understand directions really easily. It's just seems to be an easy forte for me. And I enjoy it a lot. And, I amend my patterns as I want to or need to or whatever. But my goddamn project. I decided relatively late in the season last year, October, that I was going to make knitted gifts for my immediate family, which involves my mother and two sisters. My middle sister's project was okay until I discovered that she didn't actually want what I was going to start knitting her. So I actually had to have a conversation with her and redo entirely my plans for her, which was fine. It ended up more simple than more complicated. And I think I finished hers in maybe a month or something. My mom's, again, not that problematic. It was definitely two-color knitting and came from mostly merino in Vermont. And it was beautiful and fabulous, and I loved doing it. Definitely finished it on December 24th. My middle sister's project, however, was a little bit more challenging. I knew that I wanted to do some sort of a lace scarf for her. She recently passed the bar in Nova Scotia, and I thought that doing some sort of a, like, lawyer-type scarf, something that would be appropriate for her to wear for that would be really awesome. So, I figured it would be white or off-white, even though she usually wears black and gray. I thought that would be a nice contrast. And I thought it should be, you know, definitely have a little bit of sort of fluff or mohair to it. Really, really soft. Definitely a nice pattern to it. All that kind of stuff. So I went out to Rhinebeck for the first time, and Krista and I were walking around, and she actually was out there for Saturday, and I didn't get out there till Sunday, and she was like, okay, I found the perfect stuff. I found it. So we went there, and I was like, oh my God, it is. You're absolutely right. It's perfect. So it was this skein of a bit of silk, a bit of wool, and mohair. It was beautiful. It was soft. It had a little bit of fuzz to it. I was so excited about it. I found the pattern that I wanted to work online and put an additional lace thing that I came up with on the side of the actual pattern. And then I started working with it. This thing shed like nobody's business. And it was... like, I could not even look at the bag without this white fiber getting over everything. I was so excited to work with it for the first, like, one repeat. Of course, I had to do 10 repeats in each direction and then graft it in the middle. And I did not want to touch the thing. I did not. It was just horrible. It still felt nice in my hands, but then as soon as I worked with it for, like, 2 minutes, my hands were covered in white fiber. Which is really not nice when, you know, when most of your knitting time is on the train or at lunch and you can't really have all this white fiber going all over you. So I ended up having to like put it aside and I would only work on it when I was in a particular place that I didn't have to worry about the fuzz I also probably would have preferred to have a more complicated pattern because it was like an 8-row repeat that was fairly simple. So it ended up getting boring in addition to that. So, but I had to finish it, and I had to finish it before I left because I don't have anything like a blocking board and I needed to actually block it and pin it into place. So I had to go over to my friend's place in order to do that. So I finished it with like a week to spare and I wrapped it in something and put it in a bag, and I did not look at it after that. Thank goodness. Like, I finally decided to give it to her with a lint brush, because I thought that was the only way that she would actually wear it. And thank goodness I actually finished it. But man, that thing was the bane of my existence for, thank goodness, the not entirely long period of time I was working on it. But I will never work with anything like that again.
Hello there, my name is Lucy Lee. I own Mind's Eye Yarns in Cambridge in Porter Square. I've been knitting since I was about 9 years old. My mother taught me. I never really knitted seriously until I was in my mid-20s when I got a spinning wheel and was making all of this yarn and thought, well, you know, are you going to really learn to knit or are you just going to look at this yarn? So I did, quite self-taught. I was, over the first couple of years of owning the shop, I had a couple of very dear friends sort of straighten my knitting out, which was very good of them, before I taught an awful lot of people how to knit the very peculiar way that I had learned. So I had started sort of knitting and making up patterns when I started knitting, just because I could never find patterns that I liked. And when you hand spin yarn, it doesn't meet any particular gauge. So you just kind of have to find the project that works with the yarn rather than the other way around. So anyway, I had this alpaca, this beautiful, beautiful dark charcoal gray alpaca that I had decided I was going to make a twin set out of. For those who don't know what a twin set is, it's a combination of a tank top and a cardigan sweater. They're very handy in the summer because you can, you know, you have the tank top when it's too hot and the cardigan when it's chilly inside. So I had a nice little lace pattern, very geometric. I was going to put it around the bottom of the tank top and the sweater and around the cuffs. So I started the cardigan, got it all cast on, did the lace portion. I was quite busy, so I had even a friend of mine took it and knit the plain stockinette part up to the armholes for me. And then I had to do the rest, so then it got, of course, set aside. And a couple of years later, I went to pick it up and decided, it's alpaca. I'm concerned about the droopiness of the front of a cardigan. I'll just undo it and do something else with it. And so I got it all unraveled and wound the yarn back up and set it aside. And another couple of years passed, and I had a men's pullover project that I wanted to start, so I cast it on. I did the ribbing. The ribbing came out very nicely, changed to the next size needles, and started knitting the body, and it was huge. So with this teeny little waist and this enormous McGilla Gorilla body, and after I'd knitted on it for a while, I said, oh, this is just not, it's not going to do the thing. So I again unraveled it, washed the yarn, skeined it back up, and set it aside. And then a couple of years later, I was, again started knitting. I can't even remember what, but I started and it wouldn't do it. Would not do it. And at that point, I said, okay. Third time's the charm. I understand that this yarn does not want to be knit. So I threw it away. It broke my heart, but I just could not do battle with this yarn anymore. It did not want to be knit, and I just couldn't cope with it anymore. So out it went.
Second-class ticket, I'm booked and I gotta go. Rocking chair with no one to call on me. So I'm going down to Georgia where the weather suits my clothes. When I'll be back this way, nobody knows. I'll be back this way, nobody knows. Well, evil's got me by the toes and it's a-pulling me on down. Back in my trunk telling you I'm a Georgia bound.
My name is Alistair Post-Quinn. I'm from Waltham, and I've been knitting for about 3.5 years, if memory serves. Let's see, my goddamn project. Well, mostly I've been knitting smaller things, so I don't have a really goddamn project, but the longest project that I've ever had took me about a year. It was a double-knit crow scarf, with a crow, which I had taken a photograph of and graphed out on Photoshop and plotted and knit so that it was reversible on either end of a scarf with little crow's feet walking in between. And I gave it to my sister last Christmas. I started it 2 Christmases ago. She was delighted. But I vowed I would never again make another one, until a friend of mine came to me and said, I want another one. And so I am in the middle of a second one. Actually, to clarify, he's paying me for it, so I am motivated to a certain extent to make a second one. My other goddamn project is not specifically a knitting project, but it is the book that I am considering writing and having great difficulty conceptualizing, and conceptualizing really the illustrations in the book. I am an artist, but I do not do realism. Drawing hands has never been easy for me. I can't begin to imagine how I'm going to illustrate the extremely difficult procedures that I'm attempting to describe. The double knitting techniques don't come out really all that well in words alone, and you really have to see them done. I will be teaching classes, but it's not a substitute. It's going to be the book itself is going to be a an important part of my attempting to get this technique further out into the world. Let me use this show as a plug. If anyone out there hears this and is really good at illustration of knitting stuff, please contact me. I could really use the help, and of course you'll get some royalties out of it.
The pendulum swings, a fresh start that changes everything. Raising the bar, the future's in store. The pendulum swings. Swings. Yes, your life is on a string. You're suddenly split.
an armpit, the pendulum swings. One day you tread it lightly, the very next day you're high and mighty. Oh, the pendulum swings. The pendulum swings. Do you wonder what the next day brings? It clears up the floor and evens the score. The pendulum swings.
That's it for the show this week. I hope you enjoy the stories about the goddamn projects that people have been working on here in Boston area. I'd like to thank Barbara, Lissa, Lucy, and Alistair for contributing their stories. I appreciate it. Sorry if the show seemed a little disconnected. I didn't have as much energy to put it together this week. Like I said, had a trying weekend, lots of things to do. Next week I'll be off, and hopefully in 2 weeks I'll have a better, well-put-together show with interesting things. I'll be talking about knitting and about me and about Boston. And hopefully I'll have some events to tell you guys about. I'm going to be going to the Boston Knit Out meeting this Monday. And I don't know of any other events that are coming up per se, but as soon as I know, I'll share them with you. And if you are in the Boston area and you know of some knitting or fiber events going on in the Boston area, or even in New England for that matter, I'd be happy to share it with my listeners. So drop me an email. And also, if you're an illustrator and you want to help Alistair out, or you're interested in helping him put together his book, go ahead and drop me an email and I'll pass it on to him. He's doing some really cool stuff with those double knitting projects. So thanks for listening.